Welcome back to TFTV Finance, where I'm joined by Craig Earlham, who is a senior market analyst for Oando. How are you today, Craig?
I'm very good, Zach. How are you?
What happens after senior? Like, you know, do you get, is it like ultra senior?
I don't know. I don't know if chief's on the same level, but I like the sound of chief. There's just something quite nice about that. But I don't know. Maybe director of market analysis. I don't know. I'll hopefully find out very soon. Doubt it.
With the increase in salary and everything. Okay, let's have a look at the charts you brought in. Aussie dollar versus the US dollar, and looking very strong, really.
Yeah, it's been on a great run, really, over the since the start of the year. I guess the dollar weakness has really helped this. The commodity moves have also aided the moves in the Australian dollar. And the fact that the RBA has become less dovish, I think, has just given it that extra stimulus, I guess. So we've moved from around 72 from the lows at the start of the year. We've run into 77. And what you can't really tell from this chart is 77 to 78 has long been a very big resistance level. We're talking back, I think, around 18 months, I think it is. So you can only see the near-term effect of this resistance level. So we've run into resistance initially around 77. I think now you're looking at 76, 77 has given you the next clue as to where we're heading next. Both have been rejected on a couple of occasions, so we're kind of just consolidating at this moment in time. A breakthrough 76, and you've got this very nice little double top, triple top, which would suggest we're heading back to 75, which was the prior major resistance zone, which would turn now support with that little confluence of moving averages as well. A breakthrough 77, and all of a sudden I think we're looking at 78, and I think that's going to be a massive test.
So in a way, you could wait for 76 or 77 to break and then follow the move, perhaps.
Yeah, pretty much. And then for now, I think it's just we're just seeing consolidation. Range. So
okay, next situation. And euro sterling looking rather sickly.
Yeah, we've been, you know what it's like with euro sterling at times. Sometimes you can just get caught in these kind of sideways moves. The two are so intrinsically correlated to an extent, but it seems that we've got a formation appearing that could be looking quite bad for this pair. You can see that in the longer term, going back to July, we've had this longer term head and shoulders form. It's not textbook. You've got two shoulders on the left. You've got one or two shoulders on the right. The second shoulder actually peaked a little higher than we would have normally expected, but you've got that very clear head in the middle, and you've got a very clear neckline there. I think that's around 83, 83.50s, this very substantial neckline. The fact that you've got the 200 and 233-day simple moving averages providing that confluence of support, again, is another big one. So a breakthrough those 83, 83.50s, and I think things are looking extraordinarily bearish for this pair. And you've also got this kind of mini head and shoulders that's formed over the past since the start of the year, the end of last, and the neckline there around, I think it's around 84.50, is now being tested. And I think breakthrough there puts that 83, 83.50 sharply into consideration. So I think things could start to look very bearish should we see these 83, 83.50s take
out. So obviously we've got all that Frexit and the Dutch thing is, and the Swexit, and all sorts of other exits on the cards for Europe. So the political landscape there really colouring this, and presumably people have looked beyond now the hard Brexit scenario. They don't care about that anymore. They're just looking to Europe.
I think that primarily we are looking to Europe. I think until we start to get that significant, but if we do get a significant deterioration in data in the UK, then I don't think the pound's going to come under too much trauma. And I do think the deterioration in data will come, so I do think there is further downside to the pound against, say, the US dollar. But this is a big risk here for the euro. We're talking about Frexit, IT exit, whatever. In fact, it could even just be euro exit, you know what I mean? It could just be the collapse of the euro in total, because I think France leaving effectively is the beginning of the end, as far as I'm concerned. So I think the risk that's gathering in the euro is quite significant. You look at I'm sure this has probably been mentioned 1,000 times on this show as it has everywhere else, but the spread between the 10-year on the French bonds and German has grown quite considerably. We're back at the levels last seen around 2012, just around the time that Mario Draghi said he'll do whatever it takes to preserve the euro. So the fact that we're seeing that risk being priced in to bonds, and we're not seeing it into the euro yet, is a worry for me, because ultimately a Marine Le Pen victory in France is just as bad for Europe and the euro area as a whole, which is of course bad for the euro.
Okay, and finally the conundrum that's gone on and on.
And on and on and on and could still go on. I think the important thing to point out here is 130 remains a big support level for this pair. Now we've been trading around these levels for quite some time, but what I think is important is that since the start of the year we've been making this series of lower highs, so that suggests that momentum is building for the bears. And quite often when you see this kind of momentum build in one direction, when you've got this flat line of support or resistance, it's usually the flat line which will bail first, because the momentum is obviously growing to the from the other side. Of course, there's no insight necessarily into when that will actually happen. We've seen it find support just yesterday. We saw the rejection just above 130. The key now is going to be, do we move back above 132, which would break that series of lower highs, at which point that may signal we're going to see a move higher instead. But at the moment, it's looking bearish because ultimately we've got this one level of support and the bears appear to be gaining momentum.
And out of the three situations, what would be your trade of the day?
Oh, out of the three situations, I think, dollar CAD is looking a bit slow, so I wouldn't go there. I think the Australian dollar, I think euro sterling's probably going to the one that's looking most interesting to me in the short to medium term. I think that big support level could be massive, and if broken, then things could really spice up there.
Great. Craig Erdem, Senior Market Analyst for Oanda, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.